The cold was now intense. Ice formed in cabins and mess decks. Freshwater systems froze solid. Metal contracted. Hatch covers jammed. Door hinges locked in frozen immobility. The oil in the searchlight controls gummed up and made them useless. To keep a watch, especially a watch on the bridge, was torture. The first shock of that bitter wind seared the lungs, left the man fighting for breath. If he had forgotten to don gloves, first the silk gloves, then the woolen mittens, and then the sheepskin gauntlets, and touched the handrail, the palms of his hands would sear off. The skin burnt as by white-hot metal on the bridge. If he forgot to duck when the bow smashed into the trough, the flying spray solidified in a second, and hurtling slivers of ice lanced cheek and forehead open to the bone. Hands froze, the very marrow of the bones numbed. The deadly chill crept upwards from feet to calves to thighs. Nose and chin turned white with frostbite and demanded immediate attention. And then, by far the worst of all, the end of the watch, the return below deck. The writhing, excruciating agony of returning circulation. But, for all this, words are useless things, pale shadows of reality. Some things lie beyond the knowledge and the experience of the majority of mankind, and the imagination finds itself in a world unknown.